The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you today on this... I wish I could get this phraseology out of my head. Hump Day, which I never liked. I never liked that term. There's another term. It's now an office joke. All I have to do is start the sentence and everybody here can finish it. Well, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye, isn't it? You know who did that, Mikey? The guy over Michael Callahan at Viking International. That was way before your time. And when something would screw up and went sideways and the desired result was not reached, he would tell me, well, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye. And, you know, it was something I did not want to hear. But needless to say, it's like a good advertising campaign, you know, and the little hook phrase or the, you know, the wording or the music or whatever that bring, yeah. It sticks in your head and never goes away. So, Julie, are you listening to the show today? Okay. And if I say to you, it's better.
Sharp stick in the eye.
Did everybody hear that? At any rate, I think Lazarus is back from the dead. This is the third consecutive day that I've not had a relapse into Crudville, USA. Whatever this stuff is, it's still going around. And they're playing it like, oh, it's just a different strain of the flu. And then shoot you up with their innocuous do-nothing stuff from last year's crop of crap. And now you want to see why the CDC lady got fired for buying stocks and vaccines? She figured that was going to be a growth industry. That's because she was in on helping the fix. Well, somebody fixed her, they fired her. I call that justice, at any rate. Speaking of justice, Mikey, what happened to that story? Am I missing this on the lineup here? Not the one about the judge being arrested by the feds. It was the police department here in Texas where half of the police force just got indicted. It's on there? Okay, let me dig this up first because... I wanted to mention this yesterday, and third from the bottom. Thank you very much. Ah, here it is. Llano, Texas, folks. Then I got some follow-ups to this. This stuff is past ridiculous or past shaking your head. But this one, Matt Agoris over at Freedom Outpost, which I know Matt, and he does good stuff. He doesn't embellish, and he just shoots straight from the hip. He says, all too often, those continuously apologize for crimes committed by police officers and are able to justify some of the most egregious instances of outright murder by claiming the officer was a bad apple. Well, in Llano, Texas, all too often, it's just a bad apple. Mm-hmm. Well, almost as often, however, the TFTP has shown numerous times The bad apple theory is exactly that, a theory, with no evidence to support it. Illustrating the nature of the bad apple theory is the fact that four people in the Llano Police Department, including Police Chief Kevin Ratliff, which I have met, by the way, at a McDonald's one day. I kid you not. And I always have a natural curiosity over the guys wearing the badge, and he seemed to be a really nice guy. He even invited me over to the Llano Police Department just to pop in and say hi. Well, I never did. There are 8 law enforcement officers employed by the Llano Police Department, according to the LPD's website, meaning that half of the police force has been indicted. Does that seem like one bad apple or potentially a much greater problem? The indictments are stemming from a massive civil rights violation of a single man. According to documents by the Judicial District Court of Llano County, as reported by KVU, and that's here in Austin, Llano police officer Grant Hardin, who has been suspended since December, was indicted on one count of official oppression and another count of tampering with a government record. The documents allege that Hardin made a false police report to justify the arrest of an unnamed victim on May 2nd. That obviously is of last year. On top of Hardin's charges, Llano Police Chief Kevin Ratliff, Sergeant Jared Latta, and Officer Amy Shannon were indicted for official oppression in connection with that very same arrest. As KVU reported, according to the source close to the investigation, the officers claim they arrested a man for public intoxication. One officer stated in his report that they arrested the alleged victim outside of his home. However, the officers reportedly entered the man's home without probable cause or a warrant and arrested him, overstepping their authority. The public intox charge, by the way, was later dismissed. Gee, I wonder why. Well, as the TFTP reported at the time, the DA's office said that Chief Kevin Ratliff suspended himself with pay upon becoming aware of the investigation and that he will remain on suspension pending the outcome of the investigation. Well, it must be nice to be able to give yourself a paid vacation just after potentially committing a crime while on the job. A luxury only afforded to police officers and politicians, I might add. The DA's office said that the Texas Rangers were assisting with conducting the investigation. The Llano County Sheriff's Office will provide assistance to the city while half the police force is on suspension, as LCSO has a mutual assistance agreement to back them up on calls when necessary. And that being the Llano County Sheriff's Office, LCSO. Showing just how corrupt this department is, while half of them were charged in connection with one single case, a fifth officer was indicted this week as well on another case. So that's 5 out of 8. Any honest police officers want a job? I hear they're taking them at the Llano Police Department. Now, as KVU notes, a fifth officer identified as Officer Melissa Sloan was indicted on an unrelated case for tampering or fabricating physical evidence. That's called a plant to you and me. The documents allege that on March 26 of last year, Sloan destroyed a video recording of a crime scene for a controlled substance case, knowing it would hinder the investigation. By the way, she has yet to turn herself in. I want to know who the hell the DA is over in that county. Why are you waiting for her to turn herself in? Why don't you put out the arrest warrant? At any rate. As Jay Simonopoulos pointed out for TFTP, those that forward the idea that the problem is simply a few bad apples allow the systemic problems in law enforcement to continue without being addressed. While the suspension of half of a police force may come to a surprise to some, it's no surprise to the Free Thought Project, as we've reported on numerous similar incidents. For example, in March of 2015, the Brooklyn Police Department came under investigation amid allegations that weapons, drugs, and other items had been removed from the evidence room. Then in March of 2016, the head of the Drug Task Force in Pennsylvania was arrested for having sex with a minor in exchange for leniency. Put out and I won't put you in. More recently, this past July, the entire drug unit of Troy, New York Police Department was suspended following reports that the unit entered a home without a warrant, then tried to cover their tracks by filing false burglary reports. Now, according to the Times Union, the officers entered a home after they were tipped off by another Capital Region police agency, but then they lied about it. After realizing they'd made a major mistake, officers compounded their problems by attempting to cover their tracks. They allegedly filed a false burglary report. Now, after the police chief became aware of the incident and then the attempted cover-up, the entire drug unit was placed on administrative leave. Now, you can read that as you no longer are in the unit, but guess what? You're still being paid. That's right. Now, here's the common thread in all these disparate cases, in that there's no one bad apple, but a systemic problem of police attempting to cover for illicit behavior of other officers, something known as the thin blue line. Essentially, the thin blue line operates as a good old boys network with a mantra that a good cop looks out for fellow officers first, regardless, mind you, of how illegal the activity is or whether it violates an individual's rights. To be accepted by law enforcement and their brotherhood, you look out for your fellow cops first. Those that refuse to bend to this expectation are literally run out of law enforcement by their peers. As we've reported on numerous times, while it's extremely rare for officers to be held accountable for their illicit actions, the actions of the DA's office in Llano should be an example to the rest of the country that law enforcement isn't above the law. And I'm assuming here, I think this is the KVU report.
It's a bad time for the Llano Police Department as the police chief and four officers face indictments.
One officer is accused of destroying evidence, while investigators say the others played a role in illegally arresting a man. The Night Beat's Brandon Jones now says the town has a new worry, its image.
Well, as you can imagine, there is mixed reaction tonight in Llano. Earlier today, I talked to some people who tell me they don't want the city to be known by this, and they're speaking out in hopes of changing that.
When you drive to Llano, you'll find that the town of more than 3,000 people
is it's a nice small town
where neighbors are more like friends. And Main Street is where all the locals go. It's where we find Sherry Zock. She owns the Glass Menagerie. Sherry is getting used to her space on Main Street. But now she worries about bringing customers in.
A lot of ways people say Llano is imploding.
That's because the Llano police chief and three other police officers were indicted Wednesday for their roles in the arrest of Corey Nutt.
My initial thoughts were, no way this could happen.
Officer Grant Hardin is accused of forcing his way into Nutt's home and arresting him and then making a false police report. Llano Police Chief Kevin Ratliff, Sergeant Jarrett Latta, and Officer Amy Shannon were indicted in connection to that same arrest. Court documents state the officers claim that the arrest of Nutt was for public intoxication. That charge was later thrown out.
Now, I've been on Facebook, and, you know, I understand what current pulse is on the city. A lot of people are very negative about it.
But that isn't going to stop Valerie Smosall, who owns an art supply shop near Main Street. She still has faith and trust in the police department.
I don't know. I don't know if they're innocent. I don't know if they're guilty. I'm hoping that they're innocent because I've never had anything but good, positive dealings with the police.
A positive outlook for two women hoping for the best during a challenging time for their city.
Now, some of the officers involved are on paid suspension right now. Another officer was indicted on an unrelated case. The Llano County DA and the police department declined to comment on this story.
I wonder why. And, of course, if you're a business owner paying business taxes and all that stuff, well, what are the cops there for? They're the protectors of property. You come secondarily. Did you know that? Now, I did that story to set this one up. And let me remind you, and I'm thinking in the back of my mind, Ray, that called in on Monday's show, and how this whole thing went down. And I tried to do this as kind of a teaching tool as to how to handle the cops out there. Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like to kowtow and say, yes, officer, no, officer. But I'm telling you, in today's environment, it's best that you try the polite approach first before in your face and calling them the Keystone Corporate Coffer Cops, or calling them the revenue agents for the corporation, or a long list of names you could aptly and rightly use, but again, it doesn't necessarily help you with the situation. If they want to play the game, you got to play it a little bit smarter than them. Because most of the cops, and it is true, most of the cops that they do hire, let me put it to you this way. They're of average intelligent quotient. Let's just put it that way. So that just brought that to mind. So, Ray, you know, brother, I feel for you, but I was just, I kept you on for that length of time to try to use this as a teaching tool for the people out there that record video if possible, audio, absolutely. Do not get separated from your device, your recording device, and record everything that's going on, because chances are you're going to have one of these badge-wearing baboons that's going to violate your civil rights, break about 99% of the constitutional law in this country, and then when they screw up, and if it's bad enough, you just might end up on the dead end of the stick in some county morgue with a toe tag. We don't want that to happen to you. You can outsmart a dummy, and I don't give a damn how much of a power trip they're on or how much they want to cover their own butt. But having said that, if something does happen to you, like they force you off this mortal coil by way of strangulation, tasing excessively, or just plain out shooting you, you will at least leave a legacy to somebody with something to go on to nail the bastards. All right? Having said all of that now, this one I absolutely love. Who is watching the supposed watchers of us? Well, here's one for you. A Tennessee sheriff was taped saying, "I love this S capital with a hit," capital S with a hit, after ordering a suspect's killing. A Tennessee sheriff is being sued for using excessive force after he was recorded boasting he had told officers to shoot a man rather than risk damaging police cars by ramming them off the road. Now, keep the phrase serve and protect in mind. They said, "We're ramming him." Sheriff Odie Shoup, good old Odie, of White County, said on tape in the aftermath of the killing of suspect Michael Dial, quoting, "I said, don't ram him, shoot him. F that," capital S with a hit. Ain't gonna tear up my cars." Now, Shoup arrived at the scene shortly after police had shot Dial at the conclusion of a low-speed chase. And generally speaking, folks, when they're talking about ramming a car off the road, they're talking about using the pit maneuver, where you use the front end of your car, the heavy front end of the police cruiser with the guard stuff on the front, to knock the butt end of your car out from under you, which is very easy to do because that's the lightest part of the car, okay? Called the pit, and they're all schooled in this stuff. If not, they share it with each other because it's a neat, nifty little move to get a perp off the road, maybe possibly killing them, but, you know, saving the officer getting out of the car and having to draw his weapon and shoot somebody. Anyway, I'll skip the commentary here. He said, "I love this," capital S with a hit, Shoup said, apparently unaware that his comments were being picked up by another deputy's body-worn camera. "God, I'll tell you what, I thrive on it," he said. "If they don't think I'll give the damn order to kill that MF-er, they're full of capital S with a hit." He added, laughing, "Take him out. I'm here on the damn wrong end of this country," he said. Shoup's comments have prompted a federal lawsuit from Dial's widow, Robin Dial, alleging the use of excessive force against her late husband, who was unarmed. It was not only inappropriate, but also unconscionable for defendant Shoup to give the order to use deadly force. The filing states, calling his decision proof of malicious and sadistic mindset. The suit also names the county, the city of Sparta, and two officers who fired their weapons. More on this when we get back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Continuing with the story, the comments as seen on the video are extremely disturbing. I'm not sure how anybody can thrive on taking a life, let alone somebody in law enforcement, Dial's attorney David Weissman told The Guardian. Police had initially attempted to pull Dial over in April of last year for driving on a suspended license. He drove away, but the fact that he was driving a 40-year-old pickup truck with a fully loaded trailer severely restricted his speed. This is sound like. Remember the NFL running back with a slow speed chase and his white Bronco? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, DeKalb County deputies, who began the pursuit before White County deputies took over, told investigators it's more like a funeral procession than a highway chase, with speeds topping out around 50 miles an hour. Now, deputies tried to use the PIT, pursuit intervention technique, maneuver to slow Dowell's car, a common police tactic involving a police nudging another vehicle to turn it sideways. But Shoup radioed officers to tell him to stop attempting to do that, instead ordering them to shoot the driver. When a deputy had successfully nudged Dial off the road, Reserve Deputy Adam West, who was in pursuit in his own personal vehicle, fired three shots as the vehicle went down into a ditch. Dial died of gunshot wound to the head. In June, the county district attorney declared the shooting justified. Dial told Tennessee Channel 5 News that she believed her husband had tried to drive away from the police because he was scared and said she could not make sense of the order to shoot. I feel with every part of me that's exactly what they wanted to do, was kill him. Now, folks, we do have a systemic problem in this country. And the way these cops are acting, let me go out on the tinfoil hat conspiracy hat wearing thin branch on this tall tree. It almost seems like they're trying to bait us into a war, doesn't it? By just doing the most egregious things that they can do, and then because they're badged, that somehow that gives them the excuse. Now, notice that I said that the county district attorney, now this is the watcher of the people that are out watching for us, declared the shooting justified. Why? Why was the shooting justified? The guy didn't attempt to run over any cop. You try driving away from a stop and the cop's on the side of the road and you run over his foot, you can just about guarantee a tow tag in the county morgue for that one. But this guy didn't have a gun. He didn't try to ram the car. He didn't try to do anything except drive away. Now, under their rules, that's an absolute no-no. But evidently now, that's a sentence of death. So these wonderful badged individuals have not only become judge, they've become jury, and they've become the executioner. But that's okay. The county attorney will look at it, and he'll do the right thing. Yeah, he just gave him a free frickin' pass, is what he did. Now, here's the problem with this. Other officers hear about it. This stuff hits YouTube. They talk about this kind of stuff all the time. They see it, they hear about it, they know it. And the one thing that they're not willing to admit, and I'm talking about the cops out there that aren't asshats, that will take their duty more seriously, is if this is not carte blanche to tase somebody that's not jumping up and down or whatever to my lawful orders or not moving quick enough or for whatever reason. I've seen and heard it all. But if you've got a subject or a perpetrator that is that over the top, you do your level best to contain the situation, place the person under arrest, put them in jail, and haul them up in front of the judge. That's your job. And if you don't like it, quit. Because I'm telling you what's going to happen here. This stuff continues. This is the one thing about the Black Lives Matter. If you notice, I didn't say a whole lot about that. Because you and I are aware of the police abuses that go on out there. Black Lives Matter was using it as a crutch and excuse, okay? Along with the other agenda. If they just would have stuck with that, that would have been one thing. But it snowballed into the George Soros, let's take the entire country down with everything else. The wonderful socialist state of America. This has to stop, folks. And if you talk to a cop on the QT, he will tell you that the only reason that we exist and are allowed to exist is the public is conducive to our force. Force meaning not force and use of force, but our police force. That somehow we need some arbiter of keeping the peace out there, instead of we slip into the Old West and just shoot somebody we don't like. And as long as it was a fair fight, you're justified. And that's even stretching that one. Let me get in a little bit more into the socialism of the world, and especially what we're experiencing in this country after the break. 800-313-9443. I've had a lot of caffeine today. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website. The patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Alan in Nevada. What say you, Alan?
Hello, John.
Hi.
You know, when you're 85, you got a lot of memories. And I was thinking the other day of dredging up one. Do you remember some time back when all of the Negro Southern Baptist churches were being burned?
Right.
And media went wild, talking about the Ku Klux Klan and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of white Southern Baptist churches were burned, and then they didn't know what to say about that. They couldn't find a motive, but when the culprits were caught, three young Jewish men, I had the motive. It seems as though the Southern Baptist has one of their intentions of converting the Jews to Christianity.
Couldn't have that.
But the media couldn't come up with that, and they said, "Well, it was a prank that had gotten out of hand." By the way,
Alan, some of these church burnings were found to be done by the pastors of the very same church for insurance money.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But to call burning a church a prank is a little bit of underreporting, I would say.
Well, I'm going to give you a classic example of tainted reporting by not representing what used to be America and the news people actually delving into a story and providing all the facts, minus their opinion and their kumbaya moment and this, that, and the other. Okay, Alan, anything else?
Well, I've got a lot more, but that's for another day.
Okay, then. Appreciate it. Thank you, Alan. Thank you for your call. And just to illustrate what I just said to Alan, out in Stockton, California, which I'm sure listeners to this program can remember the day that California was still the Golden State and still had hope and promise and all that other stuff. Well, this Channel 5 KPIX in Stockton, California, well, you can tell. Oh, by the way, I'm looking at the talking heads. One's a middle-aged white guy, and the other one, I don't even know where she's from. It's been multiculturalized, but anyhow. This is a 26-year-old that has been elected mayor of Stockton, California. 26 years old. The age of 26, after I surpassed the age of 21, I was still trying to figure out how much can I drink before I drop. It shows the mentality of young men. Sometimes. California's Michael Tubbs, a 26-year-old mayor of Stockton, is the first in the U.S. to provide a universal basic income of $500 a month to low-income residents. Stockton was the largest city in America to claim bankruptcy during the financial crisis. It has double the state average of unemployment, and half of those working are earning minimum wage. Critics fear it will create a welfare state. By the way, Stockton already is a welfare state. We predict that when the experiment is finished, it will be seen as a colossal failure, but those who are well paid to administer the welfare state will claim that the only reason it failed is that $500 wasn't enough. The result might be another experiment of $1,000 or another maybe at $2,000 and on to eternity. Here's the KPIX report, and notice how these guys are handling this story. You should get your crap, get off the set, go out, and go get a real job.
The city of Stockton is taking a new approach to help its poorest families make ends meet.
It's going to start paying them. We sent KPIX5's John Ramos out to find out how this universal income experiment's going to work.
During the Great Recession, Stockton gained infamy by being the largest city in America to declare bankruptcy. Even now, it suffers twice the state average of unemployment, and half its workers make only minimum wage. That is its status quo.
But in the last election, the city elected a new mayor who is not afraid to think outside the box.
When 26-year-old Michael Tubbs became Stockton's youngest ever mayor in 2017, he arrived with ideas to challenge the status quo. And now Stockton will soon be the site of a fascinating social experiment.
Ideally, I would like to serve 100 families for 18 months at $500 a month.
The so-called SEED project will give a small group of low-income residents a modest, no-strings-attached monthly income. Funded by a $1 million private grant from a social activist group called the Economic Security Project, SEED will create a real-world research model of what's known as a universal basic income.
They were looking for a city to pilot what would a basic income look like, and what could that do for people's lives. And I jumped at the opportunity.
As each new tech innovation removes more and more humans from the workforce, there have been calls for some sort of basic income to support the people left out of the economy. Organizers say the SEED program will track the way money is spent and how it affects the lives of those receiving it. They would like to one day see it extended to every American, although no one is offering who should bear such an enormous cost.
We really hope that through this implementation, we can learn from that, and that may shape future policy. It may shape future ideas around where this funding would come from.
No public money is going into the project, but the very concept of a universal basic
income. By the way, the voice you just heard was a one Hector Lara, a little ex-Brown Beret that's on the city council out there. Laraza and all that other crap. Looking real nice for the cameras, I might add.
Income is unpopular with some people who fear it would create a welfare state. But the mayor believes something has to change. He says the people he represents simply aren't making it.
My premise is that the status quo is unacceptable, and I didn't get elected to be liked. I got elected to do things and actually make a difference.
No one knows if a basic income will ever be embraced, but businesses' need for workers is shrinking. And that's left policymakers searching for ways to bridge the growing gap between the haves and the have-nots. In Stockton, John Ramos, KPIX 5.
Now, isn't that really odd? They use the term social experiment in their reporting, and they don't report that story as being one of socialism. Now, true, it was a private million-dollar grant, but this is something that they want to see if we can expand that across the country. All right, here's the fundamental problems. This 26-year-old black man was voted into Stockton, California, and it looks like a real crap hole. It really does. It once was one of the nicest cities in California. And we know some of the reasons why these cities are declaring bankruptcy, and especially in California. Okay, having said that, I was talking to a young Hispanic lady today, and she had her two children in for a haircut. And to my surprise, she was well-educated. She had moved from Vegas, her and her husband, with her four children. Came to Round Rock, Texas. She didn't like the politics of Austin. So she figured, well, Round Rock was a pretty nice, safe, clean city in which to raise our children. And I agreed. And she surprised me of what she understood outside of the general public out there. In other words, she was a thinker, not a stinker. Now, this shocked and surprised me. Now, I wasn't going to necessarily cover this one aspect of this today, but I only feel that it's fair to let you know that, you know what, our preconceived notions are sometimes false. Literally, folks, I was sitting there and I was looking at this young Mexican woman with the two kids, and I'm thinking, I wonder if she's legal. There was my built-in prejudice. As it turns out, she's more than legal. Her Mexican husband is legal. She's legal. Her children are legal. She's educated. She knows what's going on. That taught me a good lesson today. You can't always judge a book by its cover. It's a term that's thrown around, but how many of us really practice that every single day of our lives? But with this idea, and I was talking to this lady, I said, you know, I said, Donald Trump says he wants to make America great again. And I said, in these cities, I said, the reason why you moved to Central Texas is because the economy is a lot better than a lot of places in this country. He said, yep, that is true. That was a deciding factor in us moving here. And I said, well, you did your preliminaries, and you're right. It's one of the better places to live. We still have a clean city. We don't have bang-em-up shoot-ups like Dallas and Houston and San Antonio and some other cities here in Texas. In other words, we've hung on to civility here in Central Texas, minus Austin, of course. That's little Moscow on the Colorado. And God knows what they're capable of coming out with down there. But aside from all of that, I said, you know what? If Trump wanted to make America great again, and she's from Vegas, and she was there in the 2008 crash, she saw what happened to the housing developments out there. She saw what happened to property values. She saw what happened to jobs. All up and disappeared like a fart in a Texas windstorm. And she became familiar with the problem and why the problem was taking place. And I told her, I said, you know what? Trump's got the right idea about making America great. He's making overtures, getting businesses, corporations to move back into the country. The same problem that Stockton, California has is just about anywhere USA in this country. You know, and the inane talking points about, well, the jobs are being taken by automation and this, that, and the other. You know, that was the same argument that was given back in the 80s when General Motors decided to replace a lot of workers with robots. And to be honest with you, after working at GM, I would trust that robot to build a car better than I would a human being coming in only working 1 or 2 days a week. And when they did show up, they were hungover. Now, that might sound a little harsh, but that's kind of a compilation of my feeling about GM after working with them for a number of years. There were all kinds of problems that that company had, but if they would have taken a good look at it and really delved into the problems of why they're having manufacturing problems and design problems and this problem and that problem, rather than dealing with it, they were in the business of covering it up. And quietly trying to slip out the back door with doing the stall on people for defective products. The city of Stockton, it's been hit hard. But really, you're just going to give somebody $500 a month as subsistence in a welfare state where they're probably on federal welfare as well. So if Donald Trump wants to modify the welfare state, as which he called it, in this country, what in the hell are you going to do with these people that have been conditioned that somehow somebody owes them something for I've done nothing for it? Their welfare mentality. And if you're going to get tough and going, okay, we're going to be cutting benefits and cutting this program and that program, where are these people going to go? You know, this fits fine into the narrative that, oh, America's coming back and the jobs and this, that. Horse puppy. The unemployment rate's not 4.1%. It's more like 25 to 30% unemployment in this country. 90 million people are still out of work in this country. Tax base is not only federal, state, city, local, township, give it a name, give it a place. Their tax revenues are down because they've run out of people to tax. They don't have the money. So it would seem to me, I told this young woman, it would seem to me, and we discussed the issue of funny money versus real money, of which the concept she caught on to immediately. I said, if Donald Trump is serious about making America great again, I would expect a fireside chat, him to schedule out a national TV broadcast, him proclaiming what the problem, he discovered what it really is. The funny money system, and we're making changes in America. You want to hear a roar like you have never heard at a domed football stadium when your team makes a touchdown? That din, that noise would reverberate across this country. Because more and more people have finally started to figure it out what the hell has gone wrong. How we will never be great again. When we've got this 50-pound weight tied around our necks and we've just gotten thrown in the ocean. How long can you hold your breath?
Noah, how long can you tread water?
Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was on the deal with Trump. I mean, 1 year. I mean, we're going back to the 1830s in my book, and even before how messed up this country is. So it's going to take time. That's if the Israeli task force let the noose loosen it up on his neck. But I don't know. But I wanted to talk about the police.
Yeah.
In 205, I got pulled over, and the police officer told me I failed to use my signal.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to do a field sobriety test. And I said, well, sir, you're too handsome, so you need to get your sergeant here because I can't do this without him. So by the time there was four cop cars there, I would have been tased today. But back then, they actually would, you know, comply with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is what's gone wrong, I believe.
Well, and what you need to do is get the cooperation of the person to be arrested because it makes their job a hell of a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Appreciate your call, Roxanne. 800-313-9443. Yeah, we've got systemic and real problems in this country that are never going to be addressed and they're never going to be fixed. Ever. And if anybody out there is going to try to convince me that all we need is a few more companies to move back in the country and create a few more jobs to make America great again, they had better start rethinking the problem. And these chicken craps that are in Washington, D.C., I'm sure this has been discussed over their three martini lunches and their little cloakroom gatherings and amongst themselves, that they see where the problem is, and that's with the banking system we have in this country. But not nary a one of them will stand up and say, look, I've found the cure for this cancer. I think the last guy that did that had the initials called JFK.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. Charlie in Los Angeles, the city of angels. How you doing, Charlie?
Doing good, John. How you been lately?
Oh, fair to middling, on the mend. I think I got rid of the grunge, or at least I'm out running it.
Yeah. Say, I'm kind of for that universal income. I think it's a good idea that Facebook or Zuckerberg could propose. He did that about, I don't know, 5-6 months ago. He threw that into the, he let that trial balloon go up in the air.
Uh-huh.
So,
and you think that's a good idea, huh?
Well, I think we could, you know, do some things on the side, too, like instead of taxing labor, tax speculative capital in New York City, which all that capital never sees a day or a dime or a penny of tax. But I think it's a good idea for, but look, let's be practical. The system likes paperwork. This is just a lot of, you know, it's pie in the sky. It's more stuff to talk about on the internet. But look at when Hitler took power, he stopped animation from taking jobs. There was laws on the books in Germany. You cannot take a job away with animation or automation. So there is a history of automation putting people out of work. And it's not just progress. It has to do with corporations cutting labor, cutting employees to just for the bottom line. So these people that got all the money want to give us, you know, universal income. I'm all for it.
Really?
But
okay, Charlie. Let's slow this down and examine your proclamation that you think this is a pretty good idea. Well, and I can see why people get sucked into things that facing the problem that we're facing, we have an idea on how to fix it. This is tantamount to my way of thinking of putting a Band-Aid on an arterial bleed. It might slow it down a little bit, but it ain't going to stop nothing. And the problem is that I really don't give a hoot and a holler how much a company or a corporation makes. And in a fair labor market, it used to be that the labor drove their own wage scale. In other words, companies and corporations would try to hang on to the people that did the job that they were expected to do. And they were awarded. I can remember multi-generational families, like seeing, for instance, Burroughs, that was big in Ohio and in Michigan. These were multi-generation. I mean, people, they were burying their great-grandfather that used to work for the company. And the company itself had loyalty to their workers, and they would keep the good ones. And as any company, whether you owned a company or not, you're not going to keep bad employees or underachieving employees around. They were rewarded with a job and perks. Now, I do admit that, yeah, the corporations have gotten a little bit greedy here. But there are many things that will drive this, and the solution is not to take money and just throw it at people for producing nothing. The system is broke. It's the system that needs to be fixed.
More power to shareholder equity, John.
Top of the hour break. Thank you, Charlie.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.